Good evening, ladies and gentle truckers, and welcome to Hutton Orbit Live, your weekly dose of all the news you never knew you missed from last week, a bit of banter, and of course the Galnet News Digest and Hutton's Top Trucker. I'm your host for the evening, Rudolf Hucker, and joining me on this side of the decks, we have Dick Chafing.
Good evening, everyone. It's nice not to be on Hutton duty, and it's not nice today. Nice not to be on button duty this week, as it means I can have the fire extinguisher at hand and be ready to leap for the exit at a moment's notice. There's Norm Snockers on the other side of the desk there.
Good evening, everyone.
Lou Snockers on the edge of his seat.
Hello.
And of course, we have a special guest star. Some say she has an emergency eider down in every system. Others, that her flight suit contains a geometric arrangement of small mammals. All we know is that she's called Crow.
Hi, everyone. It's lovely to be with you.
With those introductions out of the way, it's time for the headlines.
This is the Hutton Bite-Sized Bulletin, all the latest from in the galaxy, for those of us that are stuck out there in the rest of it.
Cunning stunt goes drastically wrong.
Crossed wires as Hutton comes under attack by itself.
Gnosis boffins stopping up on Kate as megaship head for Sutton.
Some days, being naked just isn't the best idea.
Atrus 5060 is letting us know how deep the bio waste is.
Having said toodaloo to Lou last week, he said hi-de-hi to the guy as he returns with his hot pit.
And we have all Norma's news from the community goals.
First tonight in a stunt gone terribly wrong, Commander Flossie, variously of the Hutton Truckers and the Fuel Rats, came to a rather sudden stop this week. Spurred on by internet trends of posting videos of doing really outrageous and probably dangerous things, videoing them and then posting them all over Galnet to harvest as many likes as possible, Flossie thought she'd have a go. Past efforts by other pilots have included, what happens if I poke this Thargoid? Oh look, a Guardian Rune! Nothing bad will happen if I steal all the ancient treasures! I bet I can fly through a black hole and, look Mom, I can feel scoop from two neutron stars at the same time! Whilst out exploring in a particularly pleasant ring world, she set the nose of her anaconda skyward, reached an altitude of around a kilometer, and then reached across and turned off her engines. At this point, her anaconda did its best impression of a long dart. Hey, that is French. A long dart. A long dart, ending in a small crater and a rather large insurance bill. The camera person used the letters O, M, and G, as well as W, T, F, and L, O, and of course L, liberally. Expelling phrases like sick and right on commander liberally, and then thought to check that Flossie was actually okay after her ship-to-surface rapid unscheduled disassembly. The video of this incident, which so far Commander Flossie claims was a moment of madness, has gone viral, racking up billions of views on GalTube and ending up as an animated meme used across all galactic communications. As a result, she has become an overnight Galnet sensation, with invitations from chat shows, celebrity dancing shows, strange jungle torture shows, and the inevitable daytime telly sofa to tell her tale. Her net worth is now said to measure into the tens of billions of credits. Well, it would if anyone ever worked out how to turn exposure into cash without becoming a stripper. We would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone that sticking your head in things marked head remover, selling your fuel scoop whilst out exploring and with nowhere else to buy a new one, pushing the big red button that says do not touch and sticking your tongue on a battery to see if it has any charge in it are not on the approved list of sensible things to do, along with turning your engines off, either in a near planet encounter or your frameshift drive in Super Cruise in Tari's Fusion. You beep. We know someone's going to test the frameshift off in Super Cruise thing, so don't tell us you didn't warn you, and if you do, make sure that there's someone around to video the aftermath from a safe distance.
With Alpha Centauri plugged into war in the last few days, the Hotbit team have been left scratching their heads as they wonder exactly what strain of unused progenitor wolf has been smoking. Every mission on board has been allocated by the progenitor to destroy our dastardly enemies, a group known as the Hutton Orbital Truckers Cooperative, and bring back their smoking quarters. This enemy, she reassures us, is wholly different from the drag barons of the Gold Gang, who are listed as Hutton's real enemies. Payouts are eye-watering for Hutton to shoot at itself. Commanders have been left really conflicted about attacking themselves with extreme prejudice and wondering whether there's some kind of combat round robin that involves arriving at a combat zone in a wing and proceeding to shoot at each other, ignoring the enemy, or even whether that counts as legit or not. They're really confused when approaching the combat zones, only to find they were running away. Yes, Hutton's caused so much terror in the last few years that even the Pirates Federation sanctioned combat approved no holds barred legitimate combat rings don't want to play. The only combat zone that wasn't was conveniently located 0.21 light years away from the jumping point, and no one could be bothered to fly that far just to shoot at themselves.
With the pending retirement of the galactic intern arriving at the end of this month, the boffins of Canon Interstellar have been busy converting their floating megaship science base into one giant party. Yes, the galaxy is giving the galactic intern a huge sending off, the kind normally reserved for a South American footballer when they feign losing a limb, or an eye, or their head falling off during a match of zero-g non-contact spaceball. All commanders are hereby cordially invited to attend in the vicinity of Hutton Orbital on the 31st of this glorious month of January, when the Genosis will be, or the Gnosis, will be making its final jump and arriving at Alpha Centauri, ripping the vacuum pack seals off the pre-cooked canapes and breaking out their second most expensive bottles of Prosecco. A number of the boffins are currently attempting to perfect the buttery biscuit base of a special cheesecake, and a number of others are investigating whether dunking improves muffin. Be there, or be a Pilots Federation community manager.
Commander Buck Naked of Lakon Spaceways decided this week that some days just weren't worth getting out of bed for. Having started the day by wearing his first cup of Kitten Brand coffee in his lap, making a quick change into his spare flight suit and dabbing at his now damp and slightly boiled potatoes, Buck set out to break the federal government shutdown by collecting all his ship registration documents in person. Having tripped up the flight stairs to his Type 9 and giving himself a fat lip, he arrived at Sol only to realise that the offices, due to the shutdown, were all shut. The long flight back contained 4 interdictions, 2 rebuys, 2 police stop and searches, and an argument with a passing Orca wedding barge about whether being in the top 1% meant it had to give way to space cows in the toast rack. By the time Buck reached the safety of his office, he found a note on the doorstep stating, "We were unable to deliver your paperwork as you were out."
Please collect from our offices within 24 hours.
Even when the Federation's in total shutdown, their sense of humour appears not to be. But at least the Postal Service is working.
Good evening, truckers. HS5060 here. I've only got a short one. But never mind, this is an incredibly urgent message. Cannon reporting multiple incursions. All pilots asked to engage Stargoid incursions in Kenkenk, Madras, Pleiades Sector HR-WD1-42, 8IP21167. It's all gone a little bit wrong out there. Probably because everyone's buggered off. But I'm sure our lovely jubbly friends at Hutton can help out as soon as they're not, because they're not the kind of people to go exploring for months and months and months and end without. So, you know, there's plenty of truckers. Good luck, truckers, for the mug.
Well, 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 who fancies a war? Or an election? Or another war? We have all three. Well, two. Well, three, sort of. You know what I mean. Well, it's three if you count the pirate attack. Or four.
Get on with it, Lou.
Oh, sorry, dear. We have two wars, one in Alpha Centauri and the other in LP532-81. But, panic, they're both civil, and as we're very good at being civil, they're both heading for total victory. Obviously, we still want to keep winning the combat scenarios, but we're getting good at this, so it's more of a keep it up than anything, as Norma said to me last night.
No!
Those naughty monks have obviously been praying really, really hard as they've been granted an election in Epsilon Eridani, which I'm ashamed to say we're only drawing. Okay, so it only started today and the first day's results aren't in, but pull your collected finger out, truckers. We have a job to do.
I said that last night too.
Oi. Apart from that, everything is looking fine. We have some pesky pirates back in Wise, but if you're as effective as last time, they'll be gone tomorrow, so I'm only mentioning them in case there are any spare trigger-happy truckers out there who haven't noticed. I'm not sure what Hanky's been up to Colonia. Nothing apart from spreading germs by the looks of things. Everything's just the same as it was last week. They're still riddled with the pox, although that's moved to Tier now, so it clearly was in a state. And both Eol Procol Centauri and Dariso are in investment. Relevant missions in all systems are the order of the day out there, and if you want to bounty hunt, you can do so in both Centauri and Dariso, but only hand in at Centauri, as Dariso is in a locked state with all other factions in various conflicts, so it won't make any difference. Now, over to Norma before she clouts me with that rather suspicious-looking tubular object.
There are two competing trade CGs this week. Professor Katrien Rook of Vitadyne Labs has launched an initiative to establish a new pharmaceutical production facility and has invited two pharmaceutical companies to bid for a distribution license. More details later.